First of all, I will, of course, continue hearing confessions after the sermon. In the bulletin, please read it carefully. There's a notice. We will be having First Communions for children on Mother's Day at the 10 o'clock Mass. Anyone who has a child that is ready, please see me sometime in the near future. I will, of course, question the child, and we will then get together, and First Confessions will be the Sunday before, which will be the May the 7th, but it's in the bulletin. Also in the bulletin are the suggested readings for Septuagesima season, which is the next 3 weeks. There might be a tendency to put this off as just another idle something to do to pass the time. Look at it seriously, and if you don't look at it with the seriousness it deserves, you won't get anything out of it. But if you look at it as something else to help you draw closer to our Lord, you will find something in it that will help you draw closer to our Lord. You'll get out of it what you put into it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Today is, of course, Septuagesima Sunday, the beginning of the pre-Lenten season, so to speak, where we prepare for Lent, in a matter of speaking. Today's epistle is very good, and St. Paul doesn't miss much. But I think I'm going to go him one better, which isn't often. But it's only because he lived when he lived, and I'm living now. But I think he would adapt the same thing I'm fixing to use if he had access to it. This is going to sound strange to you, but a very good meditation book, in quotation marks, that I suggest to anybody is a simple account of one of these persons, some people want to call them idiots, that have made a trek to the North Pole or the South Pole or through both poles. There's one where a gentleman spent millions and millions of dollars, 5 years of preparation, and 3 years in the trip itself, involving many people, including his wife, in extreme hardships. This so he could be able to say he was the first one to hike around the world through the poles. And then another gentleman, not all that long ago, hiked several hundred miles to the South Pole, Antarctica, this so he could say he did it. Again, spending millions of dollars and lots of manpower. Both of them had a very earthly goal, a very empty goal. And yet they underwent extreme hardship, life-threatening hardship, because especially in Antarctica, you don't make a mistake or you're dead. The group that hiked to Antarctica, there's three of them, the leader broke his knee halfway there. He still had several hundred miles to go. What did he do? He couldn't quit. He kept putting one foot in front of the other. And all three of them were pulling each a 380-pound sled in below freezing cold, where your bare skin freezes almost instantly. They simply one foot in front of the other, over and over, foot after foot, mile after mile, until they finally got there. Their determination to get to that goal drove them on. It was the same way with the man who went around the earth through the poles. He had two poles to go through. The conditions are unbelievable. I heartily recommend that you get one of these biographies and put yourself in that place and see how long you would last. And then, let's apply this to the spiritual life. We have a much more, a far, infinitely far greater goal than these men had, and men like him, and women like him. We have an eternal goal. And yet, what kind of effort do we put into it? How easily do we give up? How easily do we say, well, this won't hurt, or I can miss this time? If you were on one of those treks to Antarctica or the North Pole, and you said that, you'd be dead. Lent is coming, and we all have a tendency, out of habit, well, I'm going to give up alcohol. I'm going to give up tobacco. I'm going to give up candy. I'm going to give up half a meal. I'm going to give up something, which may be good or bad, depending on the motive and how well you perform it. But there's something far better that has a far lasting effect. Give up instead of something that you like. Give up something that you're supposed to dislike. One of your faults. Just pick one fault. It doesn't matter what it is. And go after it with the same determination that these men went after the poles. Come hell or high water, every time you find yourself in that fault, be stern with yourself. Give yourself a penance and offer it for Lent. If we employed even half the effort that these men I mentioned employed for a totally worthless goal, if we employed even half their effort or a quarter of their effort, we'd all be saints by now. But no, there's two faults with that, why we're not. One is we give up too easily, and the other one is we look too far ahead. In one of the biographies, the man mentioned what happened when he looked too far ahead. And he knew he still had several hundred miles to go. It made him want to give up and just drop dead. But when he started looking right in front of him, 1 foot, 1 foot, 1 foot, moment by moment, that's what we have to do. We have to go through life moment by moment by moment. Let's not worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, or even in the next couple of hours. Let's get through this moment, giving it to God, and then we'll take the next moment and give it to God. No matter how tough, how hard the going gets, or how many times we fall, these men fell many, many, many times. And they were carrying loads that we don't even have to carry physically. Our Lord himself, they only mentioned three, but how many times did he fall carrying his cross? Up again, up again, up again, over and over, foot by foot, moment by moment. And at the end, we will die saints. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.